Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation for comprehensive counseling. Date of evaluation is 7/11/2022. It is 9 o'clock. This is the initial evaluation. This is the only one evaluation. Identification data, Deontay, is a 28-year-old single Afro-American male living by herself. Currently unemployed. Patient was evaluated for initial evaluation and hospital discharge. History of present illness. Deontay was seen by doxy.me. He has consented for telehealth appointment. He is a 28-year-old single Afro-American male living by himself. He was admitted to the St. John Oakland Hospital, petitioned by his grandmother due to increased depression, anxiety, having negative thoughts. On 6/25/2020 and discharge on July 2nd, 2020. Since the discharge, he stopped taking his medication. He described that medication make him drowsy and abdominal discomfort. So he stopped all the medication. Patient was admitted due to increased depression, paranoia, because he was recently had sex with a girl and developed, he was suspicious that he got gonorrhea. He was seen at Beaumont Hospital and was subjected for treatment and was received treatment in the form of doxycycline when he was admitted. To my facility, he was quite anxious and depressed, feeling suicidal thoughts. He was wished that he would not take up some days, although he was feeling suicidal. Patient was subjected for complete workup, including physical examination and also complete blood workup, which was essentially normal. Comprehensive metabolic profile was normal, CK was normal, B12 folate was normal, thyroid profile was normal, lipid profile was normal, serum alcohol was therapeutic, UDS was negative, syphilis negative, COVID negative. During stay in the hospital, patient made a significant improvement in overall behavior and functioning. He has only person to contact his grandmother, and grandmother was happy with his improvement and was planning to discharge. His past psychiatric history, positive for one psychiatric admission at Oakland Hospital. Personal history, he was born in Michigan, completed 12th grade education. He was working for CNC. But currently he was discharged as he did not inform about his leave of absence. Social history denies any use of alcohol or drugs. On mental examination, Deontay presented as a young Afro-American male, alert and oriented. His mood was, euthymic affect was appropriate, speech was clear. Today he denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, denies any paranoid delusion, but he was somewhat guarded about the sadness. His attention span was fair, immediate memory of fear, recall was fair, thought was coherent, judgments, he was can do simple addition, multiplication, abstraction, fair judgment size seems to be limited. He is of average intelligence. No involuntary movement. Assessment, major depressive disorder, single episodes, psychosis resolved, access 2, defer access 3, cerebral palsy, access 4, stress of having a sexually transmitted disease, currently loss of job, although he access 5, 50 prognosis, fair to quadrate recommendation. I discussed the Mr. Yante, that he can discontinue his Risperdal if he feels he is only 1.5 milligrams, and whatever the weight, if he has gained, it will be resolved by eating good diet and exercise. I encourage him that he should at least keep taking Celexa for some time. If he has any problem, I can... he has not tried after that, so give only 10 milligrams of Celexa. He already has a prescription. I explained him the risk and benefit of the medication. I also encourage that if he like, he can talk to the comprehensive counseling for short counseling period. It was also I explained the risk and benefit, help him to develop coping skills and understanding. I explained him that the medication should continue at least for 6 months so that he should not get any recurrence. He agreed with the plan and will give a follow appointment on 18th of July 2022. This is the end of the prognosis guided. This is the end of the patient done by Dr. Stogi.